At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
All right.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show in the Bonus on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. Welcome in. You know, there's been a lot of reactions to USA basketball. And I heard Colin say the dream team would crush these guys. Well, they were, in fact, the dream team. But it should be pointed out that, like, Magic was coming out of retirement. He wasn't the same. Larry Bird could barely play because of his back was bad. Like, we kind of misremember the dream team. It was prime Michael Jordan. And that was better than anything we had seen. This is not prime LeBron James. It's not prime Kevin Durant. It's not prime Steph Curry. It is prime, or maybe prior to prime, Jason Tatum and Anthony Edwards. Man, I think there's a lot of amazing stuff here. Amazing stuff. And what continues to be the draw is that you're getting LeBron, you're getting KD, you're getting Steph. You got the three living legends of the game. Three guys that are surefire, first ballot, Hall of Famers, multiple-time MVPs. And, oh yeah, by the way, all three of them can win you a game, and all three of them can really shoot. All, you know, with the exception of Steph Curry, they're versatile defensively. The big thing for this team has been, what do they do at center? They got Bam Adebayo, but they also have Joel Embiid. The problem is Joel Embiid's been hurt so much. Who replaces Joel Embiid? But I don't know how you could find fault with this team other than, I don't know why they didn't add Jalen Brunson, and who's going to replace Joel Embiid when inevitably he pulls out of this team. That's what's missing in American basketball is, who is our center? Who is our guy? All the bigs that do anything, you know, with the exception of Bam, are foreign born. And the only difference with Joel Embiid is he naturalized, so he's a citizen, so he can play for us. But he's so off injured that I'm guessing the Sixers want to shut him down. And then two, his most recent injury shuts him down because he'll need the summer off to rehab. But I it's really hard to find fault with, if you can, I mean, Anthony Edwards and Jason Tatum are the two most dynamic scoring young players. I would have included Jalen Brunson. I'm guessing they didn't want Brunson because they wanted a little bit more size and the shooting of Tyrese Halliburton. But other than that, it's pretty hard to find fault with it. What's interesting to me is there is no Jalen Brunson. There is no Kyrie Irving. Those are a couple of the guys missing. Paolo Banchero, not on the team, I don't believe, right? So could he play for Italy? Do we end up losing Paolo Banchero because of it? But Tatum and Edwards are supposed to be the future. That's why they're on this team. This is exactly the platform they need to become the future.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's find out what the Fox said.
And now.
What does the Fox say?
Here's Colin Cowherd with his reaction to Team USA being announced to compete for us in France.
They announced the Team USA final roster. I think they have one more player to add. Take LeBron James and Steph Curry off this roster. Yikes. This is an indictment of what's happening to our basketball culture. AAU, no hard high school coaching, maybe a G League, leave to make money, don't play in college basketball, take out Steph and LeBron. That era, and it's ending. The basketball culture in America is a mess. The AAU culture. Our domestic stars, the best players in this league, are all international. Number one draft pick, probably a French shooting guard coming up. Probably. But you take out the old school stars in the NBA right now. I'll throw in KD, Steph, LeBron. Look at our team. That's what AAU basketball's created. Not getting hard coaching in high school. Not getting dependable coaching in high school. Not going to college anymore. First great coaching you get is often your second or third coach in the NBA. Because all those top players go to bad teams that cycle through coaches.
What does, I don't, maybe you guys can help me. I don't really understand the take, right? Obviously, we struggled in the World Cup. Now we have, I mean, this is LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, one last time through. I think it's kind of amazing. But let's also be honest that them being on this team takes three spots from three younger players that could use this experience. The one I don't get, I don't really understand, and maybe it's that he doesn't want to play and he didn't want to turn it down. I don't know why Jalen Brunson wasn't taken and why Tyrese Halliburton was. I disagree with that one. The one most likely to be replaced is Joel Embiid because he's suffered yet another knee injury. But what is he... I don't really understand how AAU, like, it feels like he just, whatever the roster would be, he could make the rant about not liking AAU basketball and basketball culture. Like, look, Kevin, he doesn't like guys that they don't go pros and don't get hard coaching. LeBron James didn't go to college. Steph Curry did. Kevin Durant went for 1 year. Like, I don't know. By the way, Kevin Durant's first college, his college coach was Rick Barnes, very good coach, defensive-minded coach. His first NBA coach was PJ Carlissimo. He's a hell of a coach. Didn't work. Hey, then he had, what's his name? Scotty Brooks. Right? He had plenty of really good coaches. Do I like the roster? Yeah, I do. I think it's interesting that we didn't select Draymond Green. We didn't select Klay Thompson. No Jalen Brunson is interesting. And who do you replace Joel Embiid with? Because Joel Embiid is naturalized. He's become a citizen. And this was supposed to be his Olympic game coming out party. Only I very much doubt he'll play. Do I love AAU culture? I do not. Do I think basketball could be better? I do. Do I think the international game has caught up to us in many ways? Sure. But doesn't it speak to the importance of winning for our country that our three greatest current players are playing? I think the answer is yes.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's find out who or what's annoying Jason Stewart.
And now, it's your annoying.
Jason, what do you got, buddy?
Dodgers front office are annoying. The Dodgers are literally top heavy, like in every facet. Their starting pitching is top heavy. Their hitting lineup is top heavy. Their bottom of the lineup is just dreadful, and their bullpen has been terrible. I think that there was a certain amount of what do you call it when people are real high on themselves?
Arrogance?
Maybe a little bit of arrogance. Like, we got the two top free agents, and it's getting kind of annoying because this is turning into one of the biggest that's baseball in the history of that's baseball. The Dodgers not making the playoffs after the offseason moves would be a giant failure, right?
That's baseball.
Yes. Yes. But I also, like, in fairness, okay, like, let's make sure that we're not saying what they're going to do before they do it. You know what I mean? I agree with you that they are top heavy. I agree that there's some adjustments need to be made to their roster. And again, I do not have the depth of knowledge that you have in regards to the Dodgers. But I also tell you that some of it, I'm sure, you know, it's like they're trying to see what Walker Buehler's like when he comes back, correct? Like, you still have to get a good sense of what we have, we being any team, but in this case, the Dodgers, and then what you want to add. Because I'm sure their thoughts are, all right, let's figure out what we got and then figure out how we can... I agree with you. You don't go all in unless... But, you know, you have a Japanese pitcher who still hasn't kind of gotten his sea legs. And you have Walker Buehler, who's your ace on paper, but you have no idea what he's going to be like. And my guess is, again, this is a guess and it's less educated than yours, is give it some time. They got to figure out what they have before they want to figure out what they got to add.
Well, they don't have a lot of time. I mean, it's already 2 weeks into the season, so.
What do you mean they don't have a lot of time?
O.J. Simpson's lawyer is second on my list today. Have you read this? The day O.J. died, Fred Goldman, with many people like you, were basically like good riddance. The guy was evil, and no need to mourn this guy. So the day of O.J.'s murder...
O.J.'s death. He didn't...
What I meant. He murdered people, yes. And he died... Basically, cancer did the work that the electric chair should have done in 1995.
Thank you.
But the chief executor of his estate, Malcolm Laverne, came out after seeing Fred Goldman's response. Now, remember, Fred Goldman and his family are owed $32 million as a result of the civil case in which O.J. was found responsible for the death of their son. So $32 million has been unpaid ever since, yes. Adding to O.J.'s legacy as the worst guy ever. And the chief executor said, quote, at the time, the Goldmans get zero, nothing. I'll do everything in my capacity as executor to try and ensure that they get nothing. Something happened in the meantime, Doug. He's done a 180. I guess Nevada, the legal system told him maybe he shouldn't say stuff like that. And this is what he said to the newspaper in Nevada. Within an hour of knowing that O.J. died, Fred Goldman started talking shit. My advocate instinct was, oh, you're going to keep talking shit on him? That even after he's dead? Fine. You know, you get nothing. So those remarks were made then, but I've backtracked. And they were pretty harsh remarks. And now I'm going the other direction. This guy sounds like a real professional, like an ode to the industry of chief executors and people that have a law degree in Nevada.
I get when you're a lawyer and you have to defend your client, but defending OJ the person... I don't know, man. And defending the fact that you lost a civil claim and your client hadn't paid anything and you're not only okay with that, but you think it should be punishment for a guy? Like, in the things we think about lawyers and we say about lawyers that are the worst things ever, this one guy proves them to be true. Yeah, he's a piece of shit. You got one more, right? Jemele Hill?
Well, Jemele Hill... is responding to things like today there was a tweet from one of the blogs saying that some NBA mascots make more than WNBA players salary wise. And there's been a bunch of WNBA salary comparisons on Twitter of late. And she kind of responded to all of it. And she has this like, I encourage people to read it, but it's like a 6-paragraph response basically saying that people are weaponizing this information against WNBA players. And it's another form of misogyny. I don't understand what her point is, to be honest. But I think her point is that women should get paid more, but not to be made fun of in this instance. And I think you would argue, and you've made the point a million times on this program, that you get paid how much revenue, judging on the revenue you bring in. So their salaries are all just kind of a measurement of what they're bringing in revenue-wise.
Yeah. The WNBA, they receive 50% of the league's incremental revenue. Okay. So their salaries are based upon the revenue. And oh yeah, by the way, the truth is for a long time there was no revenue, right? That they were subsidized by the league. I'm led to believe that there is enough revenue now, but all of these calls for women to be treated as equal as NBA players are going to bleed the league out. They're going to bleed the league out. That's just a reality to it. You have so many people that don't know anything about anything. They're like, oh, the Las Vegas Aces were sold for $2 million, and this other team was sold for $128 million. Yeah, because one included an arena, one didn't, you fucking idiot. Like, that's where the value is. Like, yeah, Mark Davis is throwing all kinds of money. He built a beautiful practice facility, yay, and he bought the Las Vegas Aces. But a lot of that was because there were so many tax benefits given to him because Las Vegas wants professional sports teams. Right? And, oh yeah, by the way, it hasn't worked. If it worked everywhere else, they would have stayed in NBA arenas. They didn't because they couldn't sell them out. Now you add Caitlin Clark, which brings attention, but what does it do to the actual revenue? What we'll do is, I guarantee, they'll do Caitlin Clark games will rate well, and so people will freak out and look at Caitlin Clark tickets sold, and then they won't look at the whole picture. What's the whole picture? Are ratings up? Yes. They've also moved them from cable to network TV. Okay, what do ratings look like this year when they take a break because of the Olympics? What do they look like this year when they start and the NBA playoffs are taking place? What do they look like in non-Caitlin Clark games? And your expenses are up because now you've acquiesced and you've given in to private flights instead of commercial flights, charter flights, which are way more expensive. Some levels are needed, many levels are not. Right? They were doing the bare minimum to keep costs down. And now I want that. You can have that. They play 82 nights a year during basketball season and have billions of dollars coming in because of revenue earned. You don't. If you have that, you will get that. So, yes, the Jemele Hill who won't take the strong stand that she's trying to take because it's not really a strong statement because it's not proved to be true, which is everything's racist, everything's sexist, and that's fucking annoying because it's just a business. If you make money, you earn more money. If you don't, you don't. You're nine! Let's get to our pick of the day.
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
It's time for the pick of the day.
Pick of the day comes from the NBA. I'm going to give you a twosome. Okay, I'm going to give you two picks here. Okay, first, you have the Lakers taking on the Pelicans. Do you know the Pelicans are a point favorite? Not point underdog, point favorite. Yeah, they were just blown out by the Lakers at home, and I understand it was last game of the regular season, but I just, maybe this is me overrating and overselling what LeBron and AD bring when they want to win and want to play. But I think the Lakers, there's a sense of urgency, borderline and desperation. They don't want to play two games in that short a period of time. They got to win this game. I like the Lakers, and then I like the Warriors. I don't think the Kings are nearly the same without Malik Monk, especially once you get to the playoffs. Remember, this is a Kings team that lost five of their last seven games. The only two wins of those last seven games were over the Nets, who fired their coach, and were over the Timberwolves, Trailblazers, who are terrible. Right? I think the Warriors are the easy pick. The Lakers are a smart pick. If you want to put them both together, that's fine. Those are my picks of the day. All right, that's it for the In the Bonus podcast. Check out the radio show every day, 3 o'clock Eastern, noon Pacific, right here. Wherever you download this podcast, you can download that one or listen on FoxSportsRadio.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.